another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And tonight I am broadcasting live from hot Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm so excited about the program today. And I just want to welcome all of my listeners from all over the world, 121 countries. And I would just like to say today that I believe, I say this every Sunday, that if you are listening to this show, that the Spirit of God has attracted you here, and that as you listen, you will get nuggets for change in your life, and you will begin to receive information. God, the very Spirit of God, will begin to download just what you need for your life. Well, can you believe that it is already June? Oh, my goodness, 6 months into this year. And you know what I'm going to ask you, don't you? If you've been listening to my show for any period of time, you know that I'm going to ask you, what are you being and doing differently this year than you did last year in order to begin to create the life of your dreams? Well, once again, welcome. I've had a great week, and I'm excited about the show today, and I'm going to be teaching. Yes, I'm back. You know, I think for about 5 weeks, my doctor told me not to do a lot of teaching or talking, and so today, I'm going to be teaching, and probably for 2 Sundays in June. Today, I'm going to be talking about steps to make the rest of your years to be the best of your years. Doesn't that sound exciting? You know, I like strategic steps. I love how-tos. I love listening to podcasts, but I love sharing with you how to begin to move from where you are to where you desire to be. All right, so looking forward to that. But today we have a very special guest, one of my coaching clients all the way from the West Coast. I want to give a special shout out to all of my West Coast listeners. And Perry is joining us from, I think it's Southern California. And I just want to welcome him to the show tonight. And Perry is a businessman. And I'm going to let him share with you about his experience in coaching with me in the area of business. And I coach a lot of men, but I realize I haven't had a lot of men on my show. So, Perry, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance, for inviting me to your show today. And it's certainly a pleasure to talk to your listening audience out there, your people that are listening and want to develop a new change in their lives, and why coaching is such an important, integral part of my life and how it has helped me. You know, I chose you as my coach because I've always knew that if I continue to do what I am doing right now, everything would remain the same. So one of the things you always talked about was changing. If you want to change, you've got to do something different.
Right. And you know, and so as a businessman, you know, you own your own successful business, and we're not going to divulge what that is. And you are a leader in your company, and you have people that you supervise. You know, why did you choose it? Did you choose it because you wanted something different? And as a man, you know, sometimes men think that you guys think that I don't need help. What was your thinking around that issue?
Well, you know, in watching, I know I'm a sports fanatic as well, and I watch Tiger Woods play, and he's been the number one golf professional out there, and he uses coaching or has used coaching to show him where he needs areas to improve his game. And you know, he's a little bit in the down right now, but he's still a great player and has been a great player. And coaching is what everybody really needs, and especially what I needed, because my business was going okay, but I needed to make a change. I needed somebody to partner with me somebody to help me realize where my limiting beliefs are, what is preventing me from reaching my full potential, and just being the number one guy in my business. And with your help, I'm definitely on track to get there.
You sure are. And, you know, you contacted me, Perry, about business coaching. And, you know, I always have to deal with part one of my book and those limiting beliefs. So how did you feel about doing part one of my book? And how has identifying those limiting beliefs really begin to shift and change your business?
Well, you know, that was really going back into my childhood and doing the work that you asked me to do on part one. It really opened my eyes as to really who my mentors were when I was growing up, when I was a small child and growing up in Southern California. You know, I was an immigrant, actually, and came from Europe, from the Netherlands, actually. And I was basically raised by my grandparents because my parents divorced when I was very young. So my role models were basically my grandparents. And obviously they were from the old school and did not really instill in me the positive nature in my life. They would tell me that I wouldn't amount to much and things mm-hmm. like that. Some of those things were ingrained in my brain, so to speak. And, you know, going and doing the work, the homework that you asked me to do was an eye-opening thing to see where my limiting beliefs were really preventing me from reaching my full potential. And so that's where we started to go from there. So it was, you know, I wrote down my whole life story in probably 4 pages long, and it was very hurtful at times to bring up the old things, but I needed to do that to hopefully renew my mind and not have the old thoughts controlling my life as it was doing so far.
Right, because, you know, when it comes to business, my mantra is you are your business, and whatever you truly think and believe about yourself will really be manifested in your business. So, Perry, we had to identify those limiting beliefs and begin to shift and change those. And as you change those beliefs, your business will change. So, specifically, what kind of tools have you and I developed in order to help you increase your business, increase your profit, et cetera?
Well, after you helped me identify my limiting beliefs, we then strategized together on what I should do in the morning. And one of the things that you mentioned was to spend time in the hour of power, so to speak, like you had, and using your affirmation and seeing my business as already being successful, and then also seeing the people that I work with to be in partner with me, and that I am, when I walk into my building, it is successful already. And seeing it that way, and using the affirmation, and using the morning meditating, and spending time reading scripture, reading the affirmation, meditating, just being real quiet, and knowing that, like you said, what I was doing was commanding the morning so that I can rule the day. That's one of the little cliches you said, and those things stuck in my head every day. And I do that, and I meditate, and I read scripture, and I visualize my my business going very successful as already being successful, and then I'm living in the life of being grateful for having a business that is so successful and so well on its way to do what it's supposed to do and that impacts many people's lives.
Perry, I mean, you sound so powerful when you say that, because we know that when you take that hour of power, that God will literally download strategies for your day. And so when you command your morning, you literally rule your day in business. And also, I've helped you with some personnel strategies, because you have a business where you're over people. And so how has those personnel strategies helped you? Because we had to deal with leadership. Anytime you have a business, you're over people, you have to have plans and strategies. And so how has those leadership skills helped you deal with your staff?
Well, one of the things that you recommended, which was really good, that I should meet with them, with my staff regularly, more than I have been. I mm-hmm. haven't been doing that. That's where a coach can identify that. That's where you help me identify that I wasn't meeting enough with them, and that I need to be in the position of leadership, and that I need to set guidelines and rules for the team so that they can respect me for what we need to do to be successful. So that was one of the key things that you've helped me identify too as well, that I needed to meet with them regularly, more regularly than I had been, and also that I need to set guidelines and rules, and that I am the leader in my business. And that definitely has made a big change in running our operation. So that's been a great tool that you gave me to be able to use that, and it's been great. Not only has that been great in helping in my business life, but it also helps very much in the personal life because it also translates to both. And one of the things that I was doing wrong also in my business that you helped me identify, you asked me if I talked to my team members, my staffing and employees, and I do. And it's we need to separate the personal from the business, and we never talk about one employee about another employee. So I stopped all of that. I'm not their friend anymore. I am their boss, and there's a difference between a business relationship and a personal relationship. So now I'm working on being in a business relationship, because I'm a very personal kind of person, and I'd like to, you know, make friends with the people I work with, but in business that may not be the best thing to do. And so that helped me realize that and to set the guidelines and the rules to see that. So it's been a blessing for me. It's been a real blessing to be able to partner with you, Constance, and I hope that your listeners out there that are thinking about using coaching is certainly something that they should strongly consider, whether it's with you or with somebody else. I highly recommend coaching.
Right. And so lastly, I know I'm pretty tough, Perry, when we coach. I think one time you said I hit you below the belt, but that's because we're really identifying those self-sabotaging behaviors and those limiting beliefs that have been holding you back from the big and bold plans and purposes that God has for you. So what would you say to somebody, lastly, who's been thinking about coaching or wondering if the investment is worth it? What would be your last words to people?
Well, Constance, you know that if anybody out there, your listeners, and especially your men businesses, are not feeling like they're achieving their goals, they're not moving forward and gaining more wealth or being more prosperous, and maybe they even have issues with relationships, because that's really important. And I think with that, especially with the business that overlaps with the personal and even overlaps with your health, coaching is something that you really need to do. Sometimes we work and, you know, like Stephen Covey would say, you need to take time to sharpen the saw. And that's sometimes somebody, but how do you know when to sharpen the saw? Well, that's where a coach comes in, a success coach, you know, like yourself, that can able to tell, hey, you're operating on a dull blade. It's time to sharpen the blade. And that's when you said, you're right. And then you stop and take note of it and do it. So in order to do that, you need somebody, some eyes and ears that can help you. And when you hit me below the belt many times, more than once, you know, I take it to heart. I know what you mean well. I know you do that, but you need that. You need that sometimes to shake you up and tell you that you're doing it wrong. It's sabotaging, limiting beliefs. And if you keep doing it, you're going to stay the same. So you got to make the change. So you have to allow the coach, like yourself, Constance, to dig deep and then uncover those limiting beliefs. Then you can partner together and make a quantum leap to change your life forever.
Perry, I am so proud of you. I mean, wow, you articulated that so well. And I know that it is really emanating from your being. And I just want to thank you for being on the show tonight. Perry is a living example of a man who made a decision that I know that I want more, I deserve more, and I'm going to pay the price to have that. So thank you so much, Perry. And then after these quick commercials, I'll be right back to talk about steps to make the rest of your years the best of your years.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration. at loaradionetwork.com.
Hello, I am Constance Arnold, your success coach. It is the beginning of 2012, and are you ready for change? Just imagine starting your new business or working in a career that you truly love, or possibly attracting your soulmate. With my 25 years of experience, coupled with your eagerness to do the work, you can create immediate, outrageous results. We can partner together to begin creating unlimited possibilities in your life. So visit my website today at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and take a look at the varied coaching packages custom designed to fit your very lifestyle. Remember, you are worth the investment. Okay, I'm back, everybody, and I'm really excited about teaching you today, and I'm going to be talking about how to begin to make the rest of your years the best of your years. And I know that so many of you have gone through very difficult times, and so have I. I know many of you have experienced downsizing. Maybe you lost your home. Maybe your life just has not turned out, you know, what you thought it would be. Well, I have good news for you tonight. Guess what? If you will begin to change what you think, you can change your world. The Bible says that your latter years will be greater than your former years. And that simply means that your later years will be greater than your former. And I always say, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? And so since God has really, we are co-creators with God, we can begin to create great lives. I love it when Oprah talks about living your best life. You're not a victim, and you can do this. And I'm going to be sharing with you tonight principles about how you can do that. And you know that I am a teacher, and I'm going to teach you very slowly, probably very methodically, so that you can really get a clear understanding of how to do that. I know a couple of years ago, I was just tired of being, maybe 15 years ago, I was up and down. I was happy, then I was sad, then I was depressed, then I was hopeful. And I just said, God, no more down days for me. Now, does that mean that I just live in a very fairy tale sort of life and I'm not in touch with reality and I have my head in the sand? Absolutely not. But I knew that in life that everything begins with a decision, and that I could decide how I was going to respond to my life. So first of all, I want you to know that this show is to encourage you and to give you hope, but to also give you some strategies so that you can move from where you are to where you want to be. All right, so let's get started. So why is it that some people, and that might mean you, my dear lady or my dear sir, that you know that you should be living, having, and doing more? And so let's take a look at some factors that have been hindering us, you, from living an abundant life, so that we can know how to begin to make the rest of our years be the best of our years. And I'm not going to elaborate on these. I'm just going to share them with you and move on, because I have something that I really want to share with you as far as the strategies are concerned. Unresolved childhood and adult issues. Can you see how that would really keep you from living your best life? Self-esteem, self-concept. I say that most people are suffering from identity theft. They do not know who they are. They don't know that they're children of God walking in the earth, that they're gods in the earth, that they're co-creators with God. So therefore, they don't live their best life. So many of you are suffering from what I call identity theft. Next, lack of recognition of your oneness with God, or an incorrect image of God. Maybe because of your experience in the church, and I certainly go to church and I believe in the church, but a lot of people have had very negative experiences, and so you don't realize that you're one with God. You're not searching for God. God is on the inside of you, And so that creates an image, and it determines how you live your life. Next, lack of vision, not really having clarity in your life, just sort of drifting along. Just every year, you want your life to change, but you don't really have vision for it. I'm going to say fear and doubt paralyzes you and keeps you from taking that action that you need. No plan of action to move forward. That would be tied to paralyzed with fear and doubt. Dysfunctional behaviors that have not been addressed, like addictions, not setting boundaries with people, not knowing how to say no, putting yourself last, being a people pleaser, an approval seeker. All of those kinds of behaviors really keep you from living an abundant life. Can anybody relate to what I'm talking to so far? Okay, and a limiting negative core beliefs. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I could never do that. You have to work hard to get money. Whatever your core beliefs are would determine what kind of life you have. No mentoring or coaching. Being the lone ranger. Just being out there on your own. Trying to live your life on your own. Not really connecting with people. And not having the support that you need to live your best life. And then I'm going to lastly say unforgiveness. So those are just some things I want you to think about. Can you identify with any of the things that I said, those factors? And there are so many more, but those are just the basic factors or the main factors that I have experienced in my 25 years of coaching and counseling people. All right, so before we start designing or living or creating our best life, what are some other factors that have been draining you from doing that? And these excerpts come from my book. You guys, you've got to get my book. It's only $20, Secrets of Success. So what's draining you from living your best life? There are five categories: relationships, environment, body, mind, and spirit. That's one category. Work and money. So see if you can identify with any of these factors. Under relationships, there are people in my life who continually drain my energy. Oh my God, how many of you have people in your life that do that? You might say, Constance, that's my husband. Shh, don't tell anybody that. I have an unresolved conflict with a family member or a coworker. There is a relationship that I need to end, or there is somebody that I need to forgive, etc. So are those factors draining you under that category of relationships? Let's take a look at your environment, because your environment really impacts your ability to begin creating, designing your own best life, your environment. Does your car need repairs or cleaning? Does your wardrobe need updating or alterations? Is your home cluttered and disorganized? And is your home not decorated in a way that nurtures you? Now, that seems very small, but all of those things really help you to begin to what? Create and design your best years ahead of you. All right, let's look under the category of body, mind, and spirit. I'm just touching on these briefly. You eat food that's not good for you. You eat hamburgers and french fries and a lot of sugar and a lot of soda. That does not enable you and empower you to live your best life. There is something about your physical appearance that bothers you. You don't get enough sleep. You don't feel fully rested. And you have a health concern that you've not addressed. And you have emotional needs that consistently go unmet. And you do not have a consistent spiritual ritual every day. And I hate the word ritual, but you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Under the category of work, 80% of all people don't love your work. So can you imagine how that will begin to impact your creating and living your best life? I'm going to be teaching on Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow in a couple of weeks. And that basically talks about how you can begin to do what you love and eventually money will follow you, and you can begin to make money and market your skills and ability doing what you love. Okay, under work, we're talking about things that drain you and keep you from living your best life. You no longer enjoy your job, and you have a hard time waking up and showing up every day. That your work is stressful and leaves you exhausted at the end of the day. That you are avoiding confrontation or conflict at work. And that you do not feel creative at work. Your work does not allow you to be creative. And under money, these are the five categories. Under money, you have tax returns that are not filed or taxes that are not paid. I've been there and done that. You don't have a plan for your financial future. You spend more money than you earn, or your bills are constantly late. So those are some factors that keep you from living your best life, because we're talking about today how to make the rest of your days the best of your days, or the rest of your life the best of your life. As I said earlier, it is the will of God for you to live in an abundant, happy, healthy, wealthy life. The Bible says that Christ came that you might have life, and have not just have life, but have it what? More abundantly. So I also want to go over, before I get to what I'm going to talk about today, the steps. I think it's 8 steps to manifesting anything that you want. Now, I'm not going to elaborate on these. I'm just going to share them. Number 1 is desire. You got to have a strong desire. All creation begins with a desire for something, or that's maybe becoming clear about what you want or setting your intention. Number 2 is thought, and that's what I'm going to talk about today at length. Everything begins with thought. Focusing your thoughts and images kind of like a laser beam on what your desires are. Number 3 is verbal proclamation, or I'm going to say affirmation, or affirming what you want. That's speaking your thoughts and desires. That means you are affirming and declaring and decreeing, this is what I want to happen. Step 4 is belief. That's knowing that what you desire, knowing that what you've been thinking and believing can come to pass. And belief is very, very, very powerful. One day I might take the time on each one of these, but today I'm just giving you the steps. Step 5 to manifestation is receiving. That means allowing. Receiving is just an integral part of the process of manifestation. You open up your heart and you say, okay, God, here I am. I receive it. I don't know how you're going to get it to me, but here I am. It's the art of allowing. I am good enough. I am worthy, etc. And step 7 is letting go. And this is one that's difficult for most people, because a lot of people like to control. That means, God, I've done everything I know to do, so I'm letting go. And in your time, in divine timing, I'm just going to allow the process to occur, knowing that eventually and inevitably this will manifest in my life. And the last one, of course, is gratitude, being grateful for where you are and what you have now, knowing that that vibration, what creates the miracle working ground for you to begin to receive your manifestation. But today I'm going to be specifically honing in on your thoughts. Change your thoughts and change your world. We've all heard that, and it sounds like, oh, Constance, you're just talking, but it's really the truth. So today I'm going to tell you so many ways, and I'm going to share so many examples. You're really going to see the power of changing what you think, because remember, changing your thoughts is the number 2 step in the manifestation process. So you know how I am, don't you? I'm going to take my time and lay a foundation. And while I'm talking and sharing, and I'm going to slow down, I want you to think about your life. Don't you want a better life? Don't you want to begin to design and create something different for yourself for the rest of the year? It's already June. We're in month 6, so it is time for us to take an inventory and to really change what we're doing so that we can, what, create a different life. All right, so number one, you are always only one thought away from living the life of your dream, one decision away from your destiny. Isn't that encouraging? I mean, you might say, Constance, I've really blown it. I've made some terrible decisions, haven't we all? But you're only one thought away. That means that at this very moment, you can begin to change what you think, and you're one thought away from living your best life. You know, James Allen wrote in his timeless classic, As a Man Thinketh, and if you don't have that, you can go to my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and download it for free. But he says that all that a man achieves or fails to achieve is a direct result of his own thoughts. So once again, that moves us into what? Responsibility and accountability. Your life moves in the direction of your thoughts. Thoughts are the ever-present currents that move you either closer or further away from your best future. So that means that you can take a look at your thoughts. I can take a look at my thoughts and tell which way my life is going. If I'm thinking lack or scarcity or fearful or doubtful, I am not moving toward my best future. Or if I'm thinking, wow, unlimited possibilities here, yes, this can happen, or I can do it, then I'm moving toward a very unlimited future filled with wonderful possibilities. And I love what I think it was Abraham said, that belief is just a thought that you keep on thinking. Well, that's encouraging, because if belief is just a thought that I keep on thinking, I can change what I'm thinking, right? You can change what you're thinking and change your belief. Because your thoughts turn into vibration, which produces what shows up in your life. So this is how it goes, folks. You think something, and then you think it over a period of time, and then it becomes a belief. Let's just say, I can't lose weight. I'm too overweight. My metabolism is too slow. I love cookies too much. You keep thinking that, what does that create? A vibration of I can't. That turns into a belief, and that's what produces, that what shows up in your life. And so the first thing that you need to do is change your thoughts. You need to realign your thinking with what God wants for you. What does God think about money? What does God think about wealth? What does God think about health? What does God think about love? Is God concerned about your job? So we're changing our thinking. We're realigning our thinking. We're focusing in only on what we want with our thoughts, because that's the first foundational process or piece or concept of manifestation. You know, you have a desire, which is what you want, clarity about what you want. And then you have to begin to think it. We think in pictures. So thoughts are really kind of like a broadcasting station, which sends out specific frequencies, and then they are transmitted back to you as an experience or as an occurrence in life. What does that mean? That means if you continually think negative, I can't have this or I can't do that. Have you ever heard someone say, if it's not one thing, it's another? Or when it rains, it pours. What does that mean? That they've been thinking about that same negative stuff that keeps occurring, that keeps coming up, showing up in their lives, because they've been thinking about it over and over again. You know, I don't think we realize how powerful words and thoughts are. And I'm not talking about words today, but words and thoughts are just so closely aligned. And I was reading the other day that words can change the molecular structure of your body and life. And we know that because we know of the experiment with Dr. Emoto, where he had people to speak to the water, negative things, and the water turned a really ugly, nasty color. And then he had them to speak, I love you, you're wonderful, and it turned into a beautiful color and had crystals in it. And so we know that our body is 70% water, and so if we're saying negative things, it's impacting our body. And that every negative word that you hear about yourself or that you say about yourself, that it's going to take 13 positive words to change that. But that's another show. So all of your words and thoughts really have to be centered and realigned with how God thinks. And I love this next thought. You are the architect of your future. Wow. Think about that. So that means that you literally design and create. It's like you're designing a house. Do you want a one-story house? Do you want a three-story house? Do you want lots of glass? I mean, you're literally designing every room. Do you want a master on the main or a master upstairs? So we can design our lives. We have the power. You have the power to shape and form your own future, making the rest of your years the best of your years by what you're thinking. And so once again, it is your responsibility to really reverse your life. You have to take control of that internal dialogue or that chatter that's going on the inside of you. And it's not what other people are thinking or saying, but it's what you think about yourself. As I said earlier, many of you are suffering from identity theft. Someone has stolen your identity, and you don't know that you're powerful. You don't know that you're awesome, that you can create your world. You don't know that you're co-creators with God in this earth. So what's been showing up in your life financially? What are have your thoughts been? I want you to write that down. What have your thoughts been about your health? Have you been saying, oh, I'm getting older? You know, in my own life personally, I'm in my 50s, and I think young, look young, expect to be young, because I know the age is just a number. But it's so interesting how people try to put me in a box. They're like, you're still wearing 4-inch heels? Well, yes, I am. That's my thinking about health. And so, you know, there are just certain ways of thinking. A girlfriend of mine said that she went to a high school reunion, and everybody was talking about what medication they were on, and they asked her, so what medication are you on? So that tells me what, that those people had very specific thoughts about health. So what has been your thinking about relationships and your career? Don't think that you're too old to become a millionaire or to start your own business. You got to change your thinking, because everything begins with a thought. Your thoughts create like a magnetic field around you, attracting either positive or negative experiences into your life. You kind of have like this aura around you. Have you ever gone into a party and you just like, wow, she just has a different vibe about her. So that's what your thoughts do. They create an aura around you, and eventually and inevitably they will bring back to you what you continually think about. So what you think about has the power to literally transform your life. Isn't that amazing? So look at how much power and personal responsibility that God has given to you. You can literally change your life and begin creating the best of your life or the best of your years. Why? Moment by moment. And we know that the law of attraction says what? Says that you need to put your focus on or put your thinking on only what you want. So that's step one of the manifestation process, is to identify what you want, become clear about it, and then what are we going to do? We're going to put our thinking only on that. If we want, let's just say if we want love in our life, we're going to put our thinking on, oh, love is coming into my life. I'm excited about it. I'm going to start preparing about it. That's what my thought processes are. It has nothing to do with my age, nothing to do with my weight, nothing to do with how I live, where I live, if I live in a small town, etc. That's what your thoughts are, because what? You are the architect of your own life. So this week I knew that I was going to be talking about this, and so I said, okay, one day I said, I'm going to begin to think that today I'm just going to have some wonderful surprises in my life. And it was just like a routine day for me, but I just began to think on that and ponder that, and a couple of great things happened. Number one, I was supposed to do training for a particular company, and they called me and said, Constance, we have something else going on, but we're still going to pay you for that training. I said, surprise. And then one of my staff members said, Miss Constance, I'm going to take you out to lunch today. Another surprise. And I believe that I attracted that to me because of the way that I made a deliberate, conscious decision. A conscious decision, and everything begins with a decision, ladies and gentlemen. Just like I said, I made a decision. I am not going to have any more down days. And so that's a prime example of how you can begin to think differently and change your world. So the seed of a thought, like the seed of a life when planted, will always result in an exchange of energy and therefore some kind of attachment. What do I mean by that? If you're thinking, let's just say, okay, once again, I just started thinking this week, I'm going to go to Maui. I've never been to Hawaii, so I started looking on the internet and I just started thinking, Maui, Maui. And so what happened is, because I'm thinking like that and I'm planting that seed, attachments, I started seeing articles on Maui, and once again, they probably have always been there, but because that's my focus and my intention, it's really showing up in my life. I started looking at pictures about Maui, thinking about it, looking at hotels. So everything about Maui will begin to show up in my life. And the same thing with you. If you begin to think about wealth or think about that great job that you can have, think about the love that you can have, then that will what? Begin to manifest certain kinds of attachments to your life. And I love what Dr. Michael Beckwith said on The Secret. He says that, remember that wherever your attention goes or your thinking goes, that's where energy flows. Because your life will move in the direction of what you contemplate, what you think about, what you meditate on. And meditate means to roll over and over in your mind, over and over a particular concept or thought. When you worry about something, you're meditating. But that's another show. So whatever you continually think about, whatever you put your focus, your attention on, is what shows up. I remember one great saying in The Secret that says that successful people have habitual ways of thinking. However you habitually think and believe is what shows up in your life. And folks, this is where the rubber hits the road. This is the hard work. This is going inside and actually doing the work. Not just listening to me. Thank you for listening. Not just listening to other podcasts, but actually every day getting up and doing that work, monitoring what you're thinking, because whatever you harbor in the innermost corridors of your thought life will sooner or later reveal itself in the outer arena of your life. So that's why many times doctors are saying that if a person has had a lot of fear and resentment and anger and bitterness that in their thought life, in the innermost corridors of their thinking, that eventually it will reveal itself in the outer arena of their lives. So our thoughts and our intentions and our motivations and aspirations, whether we secretly ponder them in our heart or whether we are openly declaring them formally as a goal, like Peter Adams told us to do last week, will mold and shape our personal universe into whatever we think on. Think about that. I mean, isn't that amazing? Because you got to remember that everything begins in that fourth dimension. I've talked about that before, in that unseen world where everything is comprised of energy. And so our thoughts are really energy, and it will attract to us, or it will repel from us things that, you know, we don't really want to happen in our life, either negatively or positively. So let's use the example of weight loss. If you need to lose, how many of you all need to lose weight? I was just amazed at the obesity epidemic that's in the U.S. I think that they said that by the time 10 years from now, 50% of the population will be obese. And so I'm not judging anybody, but you can begin to think your way thin. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have to exercise, because I walked or ran 20 miles this week. So I'm not saying that you don't have to do anything, but when I'm working with clients, the first place that I begin with them is in your thinking. I don't talk about their what they're eating. I don't talk about their exercising, because I know that the battleground is in your mind. It's in your thinking. So let's just say if you want to lose weight, but you've been thinking, I'm overweight, I can't exercise, my knees hurt, I love chocolate, I love to eat late, I love potato chips, everybody in my family is big boned, or whatever the excuses are, and you know I want you all to live a no-excuse life this year. If you begin to think differently about weight, let's just say you just begin to think, I believe that God has a healthy pathway, a healthy way for me to release this weight. Can you see by me just saying that, how much hope really just sort of rose up on the inside of you? So begin thinking, I can lose 2 pounds a week. I can begin drinking an extra glass of water. If you just begin to change your thinking first, that is foundational in the manifestation process. Because remember, you're always creating something with what you think and feel. And so you've got to begin to think. Even in the Bible, where God framed the world with the word of God. But before God framed the world, he had to be thinking something. So God was thinking this before he said it. And so every circumstance in your life right now is a result of choice. And every choice is a result of a thought. And so all of those things that you feel your mind hold the keys to your reality. So all you've got to do is what? Change your thoughts. You've got to learn how to harness your thoughts. Have you ever been just going along like I have been just driving all day? I was driving, one day I was just driving all over the city. I had all kinds of appointments. I had an appointment downtown Atlanta. Then I had to go to the north side. And I just noticed that those drive times, a lot of times I have a university in my car. That means I'm always listening to something. But I chose to be silent because silence is very, very, very powerful. But I noticed how mine was just untamed. It was just, I would think about, okay, wonder what Angel is doing at home. And then I would think about something else. And I just made a decision that I was going to harness and monitor my thoughts. And that's what you need to do. It's kind of like if you have a child and you just let your child just run rampant and do anything. No, you discipline that child. You said, no, you don't touch a hot stove, or no, you don't run out into the street, or no, you stop when I say stop. You know, those kinds of things. But many of you have just let your minds run rampant, and that's why I think that it is so important as to what you're looking at on television, because a television can mesmerize your mind. You want to be mindful of what you're doing, mindful of your life. And I know there are so many reality shows on television, and I don't have anything against reality shows, but a lot of them really don't have a lot of substance, and they're entertaining, and I watch television. You guys know that I love Dancing with the Stars, so I watch that. But I am not going to spend 3 and 4 hours mesmerized by something on television, and that's not going to change my life. So one thing that you can begin to do is, I'm going to stop watching so much television, and I'm going to stop spending so much time on the computer. You've got to discipline yourself so that you can really begin to monitor and harness what you're thinking. Because if you want the rest of your life to be the best of your life, you've got to foundationally begin to change what you think. And so, you know, thoughts are so powerful. Just think of a time when, you know, you were feeling really great, and then you got some bad news. Let's just say your teenager wrecked your car, and your thoughts just started going rampant, right? Like, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay for the extra damage? Do I need to get a car? And so can you see how that's a great example of our thoughts not harnessing what we think? And so really you got to remember that thoughts are currents of electricity creating electromagnetic fields, connecting you to either positive or negative charges and creating similar fields. So what do I mean by that? If you are thinking on lack, then you're creating that electromagnetic field of lack. And so that brings what? Similar fields of not enough, what am I going to do, etc. If you're creating that electromagnetic field of wealth, there's an abundance, there's more than enough. Did you know that this is the best time to really become a millionaire? If you can come up with a solution for some of the issues in the world globally, you can become successful. That's another show, but I'm just saying change your thinking. If you could come up with an issue or a solution for childhood obesity, if you could sit down and think about that and come up with a solution, you can become wealthy. And while I'm on that trend, every successful inventor was a thinker. Steve Jobs, you know, the Apple founder, he would spend hours a day just thinking about new products. Henry Ford would spend hours in the morning thinking. Dr. Martin Luther King, not praying, not fasting, not even affirming. Dr. Martin Luther King every day would spend just an hour just meditating and thinking. And I think thinking is very powerful because that's when God can download to you ideas and concepts and solutions for people's lives. And I think God gave us the solution in Joshua 1:6, I think it's 1:6 through 8, where it says to meditate, and the word meditate means to contemplate or to roll over and over in our mind. It says to meditate in the word of God day and night, or to meditate in spiritual principles day and night. And then it says, and then after you meditate or think about or put your thoughts on or focus on, it says, then you will observe to do. And that's the action part. You will observe to do. And then it says, and then you, not God, you will make your way successful. Think about that. It's meditating and thinking on the word of God. Meditate and thinking on how you want your life to be. Meditate and thinking on what intention is. And then you are observing or seeing it so you know what to do. And then you will make your life successful. Once again, it comes back to what? Personal responsibility. And so I want you to really take a look at what you've been thinking, because we're really living beneath who we were created to live in our lives here on earth. We are co-creators with God. We should be ruling and reigning every day in this earth, creating, shaping, forming the lives that we really want. And you know, it's so interesting that so many people are living beneath who they are. And you know who you are. You know that you should be having, you should be doing, you should be experiencing more of life. And so I want you to begin to just think differently. Just begin to think about, I need to think about what I need to think about. I need to monitor what I'm thinking about because I want to really begin to change my life. And so it's so wonderful. For me personally, what I do is, you know, since I'm a Christian, I take possession of God's promises in my thought processes. Now, I have this little book, and it has, if I want to read something on hope, I read all the scriptures on hope or on strength, or if I need more money, or if I want more abundance, I read all the scriptures on that. What am I doing? Exchanging God's thoughts for my thoughts, and thus I'm creating, I'm becoming the architect of my day. I'm becoming the designer of my thinking, and thus I'm creating an abundant life. You know, I have a great saying, and I think that Perry talked about it at the beginning of the show when he said that I said, which I did, I admit it, I said it, that you know, you have to command your morning and then rule your day. And by that I mean you command your morning by the words and the thoughts that come out of your being. And when you do that early in the morning, you rule and reign in your day. You're not a victim. And so, as I said earlier, winning the battle is in your mind. It's in your thought processes. So, you know, the Bible talks about let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. So what kind of mind did Christ have? He had a mind of abundance, of wealth, of helping people, of serving, of more than enough. So many of you have a lack mentality or just struggling or getting by mentality. You can begin to change that. There are unlimited possibilities and probabilities in your life just waiting for you to awaken to them in your thinking. And so you've got to begin to think only on what you want. What do you want the rest of your life to look like? You need to begin to think differently about that. What do you want to be doing? What do you want to be seeing? What do you want to be experiencing? How do you want to look? Where do you want to live? Just begin thinking. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm asking you to begin to change your world. Change your world by changing your thoughts. Does everybody get that? So this is your assignment. You know I had to give something, right? I want you to take, let's just say, your top three goals. I don't know what they are, and I want you to write them out, and I want you to take 2 minutes, three times a day, just reading and thinking on those goals. Let's just say if one of the goals is I will release 50 pounds by the end of the year. Just think on that. I will release 50 pounds by the end of the year by walking in the path that God has created for me in the areas of eating, exercising, and my thinking. Just think on that for 2 minutes, three times a day. And then maybe your next goal is I will make or I will receive an extra $5,000 a month by providing the following services for. Just read that and think on that for 2 minutes, three times a day. So can you see how if you just really began to think on those things three times a day, what would happen to your life? Can you see you would really begin to create a better life for yourself? Because, as I said earlier, there is a world of possibilities just waiting to be released into your future. But you've got to begin to think about it first, because thinking comes before speaking. All right. So this has just been a great show, and I'm so glad that I'm back and I'm able to talk to you again, because I think for the last 30 days I haven't really had a great voice, and I'm getting my voice back fully. And even before I did this show tonight, I saw myself being able to speak, you know, fully and with great power, and I saw everybody in the world just being absolutely blessed by the show tonight. And I saw that, and I thought that in my mind. And so you know what you need to do. So that is your assignment. So just think about that. I can begin to change my world. I can begin to change my life by what I continually think. Because when you think something, you're going to say it. When you say it, you're going to create a vibration. When you create that vibration is really what you believe. And then whatever you believe will manifest in your life. And so that's why many of you have been very frustrated, very discouraged. But tonight, I believe that you received the encouragement that you needed. You received the instruction that you needed to really begin to what? Make the rest of your life be the best of your life. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining me. I am on every Sunday night on the East Coast, which is where I live in Atlanta, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for all of my wonderful, faithful listeners in on the West Coast, I love you guys. California, Seattle, all of you guys out there, I just really love you. I have so many listeners, faithful listeners in California. I'm on at 4 p.m. And for my international listeners, oh my goodness, I have so many listeners in the UK, in London. I'm just not really understanding the difference between London and the UK, and France, in Paris, in Ireland, in Dublin, in South America. I have great listeners in Africa, coaching people in Africa. And just so excited and so grateful to all of my international listeners, and all of you are my family. Oprah Winfrey said something profound. She said, I never had children, and now the whole world is my family, and that's exactly the way I feel. I'm also going to encourage you to listen to some of the other great shows. We have some great hosts, and Jules is doing an awesome job, and she has some exciting things coming up. I can't tell you what they are, but they're going to really enhance the network, and I'm really excited about those things. So we have Marie Diamond, who was featured in the movie The Secret, and we have other just great hosts. Jules has an awesome show, as you know, the Law of Attraction radio show, and she has a phenomenal amount of listeners. She's been very faithful all of these years. So go to LOA Radio Network and listen to some other great shows. I want to remind you also, go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and download my book. It's only $20. You're worth the investment. As soon as you pay, you can download it, and you can begin the work that you heard Perry and all of my other coaching clients talk about. Well, it's been such an honor for me to come into your home tonight. I'm so grateful to God and so thankful for you. And remember this, that your best years are yet to come, and that the rest of your life is going to be the best of your life. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.